Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your not-sure-we're African-American couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, June 15th, 2015.
And this is episode 180. Wow.
It is 180. I know you couldn't hardly believe it when you saw it, so you had to second guess yourself. Excuse me, everybody.
Yeah. So I have to ask, can everybody hear Renee okay?
Do I sound okay? Can everybody hear me?
Or is it just... is it me that's not hearing her to her fullest potential?
Sound weird.
I don't quite know what it is, but we'll keep going along here. So yeah. So welcome to the Valentine Cast. Yes, 180. Did sneak up on us pretty fast. This whole bi-weekly thing has really introduced a new a new thing, you know.
And I just have to ask you, Jay, are you African American?
I don't understand the question.
Oh, you know, I don't even understand the question. So if that girl doesn't know if she's African American, I don't know if I am either. So
man, why do you sound so low?
Why do I sound so low? I don't know. You did a check on me, babe.
All of a sudden, it just sounds like you're low, and I don't know.
No. All right. Valentavern, how are you all doing? If I sound low, you let me know. I want to say hi to everybody in the Valentavern. We have Ice Flow is here. Hi, Ice Flow. Hello, Ice Flow.
Hey, Ice Flow.
JB Hanna is here. JK Grammar is here. Punk Gopher and Zobby.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, everybody.
So glad to be with us.
Yeah, if I sound low, y'all let me know. But,
So, Miss Rachel. We're talking about Miss Rachel. If you haven't heard, NAACP. Here, take my card. I'm sorry. NAACP leader in Spokane, Washington. She was called out. She apparently since 1998 has been portraying herself as African American. And the world blew up at this.
Yeah, it blew up, and for various reasons. There were people defending her. There were people, you know, bashing her, and it gave a slice of America. Because you know what? You saw people fall. It wasn't a black versus white issue, because there are black people who were bashing her and black people were defending her.
Uh-huh.
White people were bashing her, white people who were defending her. It was like,
well, I think it turned into kind of like a because, you know, her being a white lady, if things got too hard for her, she could, like, you know, take her box braids out and be like, oh, I'm Rachel down the street, not Rachel from the hood, or
so
black Rachel.
Something came out where I have to read the article more closely, but she sued Harvard because she wanted to, she said that she didn't get a teaching job because she's white or something like that.
She sued Harvard or Howard?
Howard.
Yeah.
She didn't get a teaching job because she's white. So being white worked in her favor at that moment when she was suing. I have to look into that more, but
okay,
whatever. I'm in the mode of, yeah, she kind of got over. She got some stuff that was meant for minorities and not for her. I'm I'm in the camp of leave that girl alone. And her mama's wrong. I'm saying it right here on this podcast. Yo, mama is wrong for calling you out and make you a laughingstock of the entire country. Nay, around the world. Because this is an international story. I'm sorry yo mama did that to you. Because that is wrong. I would never do that to my daughter. If my daughters were claiming they were Indian or Mexican or whatever, I ain't gonna call them out on it. I'm gonna just let them be them.
Really?
Would you call them out in front of national news?
I would call them out in front of national.
No. Okay, I might have a talk with them. Be like, why are you doing this? Talk to me. I'm not gonna get all national.
Okay. I mean, I see what you're saying
media
about.
Yeah. I'm, and tell everybody my daughter's a liar.
Right. Now, I understand that.
She's black.
I understand that. I would definitely have a talk.
So your mama's wrong.
I definitely would have a talk.
Yeah, but
I mean, because
her parents had to know that the ramifications of this.
So
people see her face. Her face is. If I saw her walking in the street, I'd be like, "Oh, it's Rachel." I mean, it's a face I ain't gonna forget. So
right, and plus, she is. I mean, light enough to make you double look and say, okay, is that a white girl trying to be black?
Well, all she really has to do right now is take off her tan, straighten her hair, and she'll be back and color it back to blonde, and she'll be good to go.
Okay, so she was doing a tan also?
That's a tan. She's Lily.
Oh, okay.
She's Lily.
I don't know.
But I'm all for let her be her.
I think my only thing was I like with Brianna, my daughter, like, you know, she knows Spanish pretty well, and she was trying to do scholarships, and I remember her asking me, do we have any Hispanic relatives?
Mm-hmm.
Because she would have had an opportunity to go for a scholarship for if she was Hispanic, and there's a pretty good chance she would have got it, but she wasn't. And I could have even said, oh, girl, you can pass. I pass all the time. Just go with it and let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't feel right. I think that stuff just catches up with you a little bit unless, you know, you're making steps. Kind of like with... So when this whole thing came up, I was like, she's transracial. That's exactly what I said.
Is that a new term?
I made it up. I didn't know. But apparently that term's blowing up now. And I never heard it before from anyone.
Mm.
And I said it jokingly. And then, I said a couple of days, on Facebook. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing it everywhere. Not saying that I coined the phrase. I don't think I did. I'm pretty sure I didn't. because... I think the only thing is, I'm trying to think, you know, people are like, well, it can't be compared to transgender because it's a gender thing. But part of me is kind of like, why can't it be? I guess because there's no surgical procedure. Like,
if somebody born black, I'm really black inside. Like, I was actually born black, but I'm white on the outside.
But so it's almost like
it's sex and gender. Is it sex and gender is separate?
Sex and gender are separate.
Just like, for example, Caitlyn when Jenner. Bruce Jenner,
uh-huh.
Bruce Jenner, his sex was male, his gender was female.
Okay.
Sex and gender are separate. Depending on who you ask, if you ask me, I mean, people are gonna have varied views about this.
Right.
You know, but she seems to go back and forth whenever it suits her.
Okay, so she did go back and forth. So
I think she went back and forth.
So can a transgender person go back and forth if they're like, you know, a guy and they're portraying a female, and then
well, no, it's what they feel they are. I mean, do they feel they're both? I mean, generally people feel. They don't feel they're both at the same time.
Okay, so let's take Rachel out of the picture. Boom. Bye, Rachel. Bye, Rachel. Bye,
okay.
Rachel.
Bye.
So,
Rachel. See you.
So, can there be a transracial then?
Let me find the official.
Official.
Is there?
So there's.
Is it an actual
word? So there's what is it called? Ancestry or ethnicity? Ethnicity is racial and ethnicity the same thing?
Race and ethnicity?
Yeah, are those the same thing?
Let's see what they say. Difference and comparison. Race refers to a person's physical characteristics, such as bone structure, skin, hair, or eye color. Ethnicity refers to cultural factors, including nationality, religional culture, ancestry, or language. So guess what? Her ethnicity is not black.
Right.
She did not grow up in a black household. She did, but she does not have black ancestry. She's not black. Race refers to physical characteristics. Is she black? You know what? I've seen black people that look whiter than her. Yes, in terms of race, guess what? Yes, she could be black, she could be Hispanic, she could be white. She can do it all with her race. Race is, it's a muddied line. Because I could be anything. I could be Mexican, I could be Hawaiian, I could be black.
Right.
I can't be white, unfortunately. No one would believe that.
You know, we have some angry folk.
They can have some angry folk, but that's fine. It's a muddy line.
It is a muddy line. You gotta.
That's why I said let her be her. She will be a black woman. So I think, feels more comfortable as a black woman. Let her be her.
So I think the question that should have been asked is, what is your ethnicity?
Yes. Well, no. They asked, are you African American? That is ethnicity to me.
Okay.
If you say African American, I think that is ethnicity.
Okay.
The answer should have been no. Am I black? Yes. Or, all right, maybe ethnicity is rather a person of color, which she is not a person of color.
See, here's
my. It's so muddy.
Yeah.
It's like
muddy.
I know what it is in my head, but. Yeah, race presumes a biological or genetic, shared genetic traits. She ain't got none of that.
Yeah.
So, wait. It's all muddy, though. But then it says, ethnicity connotes shared cultural traits in a shared group history. Well, she ain't got that either. So, I think the reason they said the physical characteristics, such as bone structure, skin, hair, eye color, because you get it from your parents. That's why they say that. But that's assuming your parents are black, which hers aren't. So, no and no is the answer she should say. No, I'm not African American. No, I'm not black. But I like looking like a black girl, is what she should say. I like. It's fine. If she wants to look like a black girl, this ain't nothing new. There are plenty of. Black girls like white girls. There are plenty of Hispanic girls like Asian girls. I mean, come on. This is nothing new. Some people of some race like to look like other people of other races. This has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. Give me a break. So, let her be her.
I think.
People are blowing it up like it's a huge deal.
And then, too, I think the thing, also part of it, too, babe, is that she got away with it for so long. And she...
That's what people are mad about.
I can't say she made it, but she went a long way, got some prominent roles, and I'm telling you, there was one person that thought for a minute that wasn't her. And they didn't say anything. And when they saw it on TV, you know, they were like, damn it, I knew it! I knew it.
I think they hate that they were duped.
Oh yeah.
I hate people. I think people just hate that they were duped. And they're like, crap, I can't believe that my black radar was off. You know, it's like, whatever. It is what it is. I still say let her be her. People, I think I have more important things to spend my outrage on than Rachel.
Uh-huh.
Rachel doesn't deserve my outrage, whatever. It's not even a big deal. there are other things to spend my outrage on besides Rachel. So Rachel, you do you, and I hope everybody leaves you alone eventually.
So JK said white is a color too.
Well, white is a color in the crayon box.
Well, I always say, because in the visible spectrum, white reflects light and is the presence of all colors, but black absorbs light and is absence of color.
Well, it depends on which...
I know.
Yeah, it depends on what you feel talking about color. It's all muddied. If anybody puts a definitive label on anything, I'll call bullshit on it, so...
But yeah. But black is a color. Black is the darkest color, of course. So... But anyway, so that was a little bit of discussion in the Valen Tavern. So that went a bit longer than normal, but it was some good conversation. So
it was.
Let's talk about our weekend.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Now, when you say you, what do you mean you?
I know. You mean Rachel?
Yeah.
But so we had a fun day. We had fun. We went to the zoo with the Gibsons, Adrian, Cole, and Sawyer.
We did.
And we all have zoo memberships. So that's amazing because we don't feel like we need to go there like forever. And it was fun. And we just walked around. We saw the gorillas. There was one sitting right by the freaking window.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty awesome.
And there was another one that kept, I guess, bashing into the window.
Mm-hmm.
That people were screaming about. It's kind of like, really, people? Do you really have to do that? But okay. But yeah. And then we almost died of dehydration, and we walked by the Polar Bear Express, and
we did not die of dehydration,
and we got something to drink before I passed out because it was hot. It was very hot, and we were pushing double strollers and they were heavy. And it was hot. But we had fun, though.
It was cool, though. We got some exercise.
I think I drank like 20 gallons of water that day.
Yeah, but it's good for you.
So. Everywhere I stopped, I got water. You know, it's kind of like, I want water for the rest of the day. I don't want to eat. I just want to drink water. And then Saturday, we had a pre-celebration before some family goes out of the country. We celebrated Father's Day for folks that won't be in town during that time. And we also had a kind
AKA
of a...
my dad.
A pre... Well, you know how mom and them are about us saying
dad,
Renee, about when they leave.
I said my dad, I said my mom.
Oh.
You did.
Oh, too late. Everybody knows now. So we're and then a pre-celebration for my birthday. Birthday is like a week away.
Yeah, but it's cool that they wanted to be able to celebrate it with you. So
yeah.
I think that was pretty awesome. So
yeah.
We went to Aspen Creek.
Yeah,
which is a chain not owned by Papa John's.
It is not owned by Papa John's. So whoever told me that, you're wrong. So we went there, and it was the first time that we went, and it was yummy.
It was good. It was good, reasonably priced.
It's like a Mountain Lodge theme type restaurant. It was very delicious. They have one in Irving, Texas. They have one in Amarillo, two in Louisville. And one in Indy, coming soon in Noblesville, Indiana. So it was yummy. So there's five, almost five total, in the whole country, and I have to say it was like I said, it was pretty good, and it was price reasonable, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very much. Did you like it?
I did. It was really good. It was, I had some kind of Fiesta chicken wrap and Caesar. I'm always trying new places, and it's reasonably priced, so much better. But of course, certain people in our party, they didn't have any bread. Cracked me up.
yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not gonna name any names.
They cracked me up. It's like I used to do that. I used to go to restaurants and I fill up on bread and salad, and then just take my meal home. So I would go to the restaurant and eat bread and salad, fill up, and then I'll take my meal home and be like two meals.
So you're gonna be 40.
I am.
Do you feel like it's old?
When I sit and I think about it, yeah. But I don't think about it often. You know, I mean, by the time I was 30, I've been through a lot already, to be honest. I would say from graduating and to now, I say that the latter, I've enjoyed, that time between, I would say this latter half of that time has been pretty good. I wouldn't trade him. So
I think you're going to enjoy being 40.
Oh yeah. I'm going to enjoy being 40. I mean, I enjoy being gray. I just enjoy life. I mean, that's just how I roll. I mean, because, that's just too much in this world to worry about. And I kind of got a little upset earlier today about people going off the hinge about the Rachel deal. Because it's just so much else that's going on that really matter, in other people's lives and stuff like that, that people don't quite get, what I'm saying? And I just now thought about this, because we do a show every 2 weeks, we will not be having a show at the end of the month on the 29th.
What's happening on the 29th?
So we won't be having a show on the 29th because Little Miss Maya will be having,
we haven't told anybody.
So we haven't really told a lot of people about this. So let's go over the Valentine sickness that went through the household first. Mm-hmm. And then we can kind of give people an update on what's going on with the 29th. So, there was a little stomach bug that was kind of going through, daycare. And it was a little 24-hour stomach deal. And the girls got it. I think it was Wednesday night, Thursday, they were vomiting, I guess. Mm-hmm. Diarrhea, all that stuff. And that was fun. And for the girls, it carried on into Friday. And Renee caught a bit of it. You vomited.
Yeah, I vomited. Digestive issues sounds.
Oh yeah, there we go. Better. Digestive issues, and then I only had digestive issues out of one side, and then Grandma caught a little bit of it. So we're dealing with that this weekend as well, and we're on the tail end of it. But it was good that we have a lot of people. But to get to the 29th, we may have mentioned this at some time, and we didn't talk much more about it. Maya, when she was born, she had a PDA. It's like a pulmonary deficiency something.
Yeah.
So everyone has one when they're born.
It's a common thing in preemies. It's patent ductus arteriosus. That's what it stands for.
Okay. Deidre called it something else, I thought. But she probably didn't. And I heard it. And it sounded cool for me to say pulmonary deficiency something.
It's an abnormal blood flow between two of the major arteries.
So she has when you're born, or when the baby's full term, there's an extra valve that gets closed and they go full term. Since Maya and Zoe were preemies, Zoe's closed in time, Maya's did not. And as she got older, through the year, we had multiple visits to the cardiologist probably about every 3 months to see how it was coming along, and it was holding pressure back for the blood that was coming through her heart. But she, but it never closed. You know, they was like, well, if she gets one, we can do the surgery through cath to close it. So on the 29th of this month, she will be having surgery for her PDA in her heart.
And it's a minor surgery.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, it's still a little hard because she has to go under. So it's not minor to her parents. It's a minor procedure, technically. But,
and it's not open heart.
No, and she doesn't have to stay overnight.
Which I am actually happy about that because I thought we were going to have to do, you know,
one of us home, one of us there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we won't be,
doing a show.
Doing a show on the 29th.
Maybe we'll do it Tuesday or Sunday.
We'll see.
Maybe we'll move it.
We'll see how everything goes. Yeah. So that's kind of what's going on. So no show on the 29th. Listen to your ears or listen to your, follow us or ask us if we don't do anything. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and let's get to, a little bit of, entertainment.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So Renee and I got to go see Mad Max Fury Road. So how do you enjoy the movie?
Best part of all was the guitar playing. That's all I'm gonna say. That's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
So were you enthralled by it as much as Mr. Scott Johnson?
I don't think so.
Was it like one of your top five movies of all time?
No. It was a lot of fun.
Do you wish you went and saw Jurassic World instead?
I don't know. I heard Jurassic World was... I heard it wasn't amazing, but it was just kind of fun.
Wait a minute. Let me ask that one more time.
I'm gonna see Jurassic World.
But that's not what I asked you. I asked you, did you wish that you went and saw that instead?
No, because I would have wanted to see Mad Max too. So, no, because... Jurassic World will be in the theater longer.
And Jurassic World made $551 million in its opening weekend.
It did.
Worldwide. I enjoyed Fury Road for what it was. It's an amazing movie to be able to tell a story without a lot of dialogue. If that makes sense.
Yeah, there's not a lot of dialogue.
And I mean, it was good. There were some times where it was like the road scene or the twin scene in Matrix. The highway scene in Matrix with the twins.
Okay, yeah.
You remember how that was so freaking long?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like to the point where it was like, oh my God, this is freaking draining.
Like, can this stop, please?
Right. So there were times in Mad Max where I was kind of like, okay, can we end this now? You know, it's just over sensory a little bit. You know, so I found myself sometimes zoning out because it was just over sensory. But as I got out, it's one of those movies where when you get out, you kind of think back over things. You're just like, I wouldn't mind seeing it again. I wouldn't mind seeing it again because I know I miss things. It's kind of like when we watched Numericon episode of Sesame Street. Like,
crazy.
And this is why I watch Your Brother, Where Art Thou? Because so much. It's like, there are different things that I see each time I watch it. It's almost like, oh, I want to see everything. I mean, there are like intricacies of things that are happening. Even in like the Numericon thing, they are in there as well, because you start looking in the background at other people and you're like, oh man, I never saw that number two pencil cosplay player in the back. There's a pencil dressed up as number two pencil. And then I was like, and I'm still trying to figure out the Bigfoot 5 woman. I have yet to figure that one out in an Americon.
Have you Googled it?
No, I haven't Googled it. Dang it.
I don't know.
Because we're going to start talking about Game of Thrones. And I am fading this out because I have to do it like this. Because Game of Thrones is usually first. So here we go. Oh, yeah. So Game of Thrones season finale. I'm sad. I'm sad, babe, about Game of Thrones.
Why?
You know why I'm sad? Because, because it was the season finale.
Oh, you were sad it was over.
Yeah.
I'm always sad when it's over.
I'm sad it's over. Now I gotta wait a whole year before it comes back, and you know, this was a pretty good season. Do you feel like it was a good season?
I think so. I really, really do. I liked it. A lot of stuff happened. And they can't say it was a boring season.
It was not. Sure. It was not a boring season. I think this is one of my favorite seasons so far.
And, you know, just never trust George R. R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin does not care about your feelings. I think that was Kara that said that.
Okay, so I think this is Bigfoot 5. You ready? Bigfoot 5 was, do you know the truck Bigfoot? There's a Bigfoot 5. You know the Bigfoot monster truck?
Yeah, the blue one. Yeah. I had one.
There's a Bigfoot 5. Okay. That was built in 1986. So I think that's it.
But she has like the paddle. And the ball. It's just really weird. I don't know.
Her
and the funny part is, like, I was looking at her costume, and she had hairs on the toes, too. It was awesome.
Gross. Anyway, sorry. So it's over. No spoilers for Game of Thrones, of course. I was gonna, like, oh my gosh. That's pretty much all I'll say. That's what I gotta say for...
Yeah, so there's no spoilers. Can y'all hear Renee? Okay.
What is? Why do you think I'm talking?
Because
right
you're like
I
was just saying.
Well, that was that one time. Most of the time I'm talking like this.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, it's fine. And then Orange is the New Black started up on Friday. Renee and I are 3 or 4 episodes in, maybe 5.
Yeah, we go slow these days with kids. So.
Yeah.
It's not like the old days.
You know, I think Renee's gonna want to watch another one episode tonight, so I'm chill with that. So it's pretty good. So what do you think about the season so far?
It's good. I'm glad it's not going into another big old huge production of another plot line. I kind of like what they're doing.
Oh, were they going back and telling stories?
Big old plot line.
Were they going back and talking about people?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Flashbacks are fine.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's you like that.
Yeah.
Because they did it.
I'm learning about people.
They did it in the first season. Yeah, they did it in the first season, and they kind of touched on the second season, and then you know, so yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I'm enjoying it for the most part. I'm not as I don't feel like I have to sit and watch every bit of it, or have to be paying attention. So it doesn't have my attention that much. I mean, but I'm enjoying it for what it is. And then Renee has a lot of shows here that she's watching.
So I
am going to sit back and just relax.
All right. So I watched Life Itself, which is a documentary about, crap. Why can't I?
Was it about life itself? The game Life?
No. It's about Roger Ebert. From mm-hmm. Siskel and Ebert.
Mm-hmm.
He had cancer of the jaw. And it was interesting. So, cancer of the jaw. He had to have his jaw removed along with his tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But he left his chin and his lips. So you could see through his mouth. And there was nothing here.
Can we just take a moment and have you adjust your mic so that you can move it up to your mouth, if you don't mind?
Anyway.
No, I'm just saying for them. No, I mean, I'm fine. I can hear you.
What? I did it. I just did. It was, you know, talked about his battle with alcohol, his relationship with Gene Siskel, and it was brutally honest. And it was pretty good. I liked it a lot. I recommend it very, very much. I also watched Snowpiercer, which is a movie. It's gotten rave reviews. It was okay. Featured Tom Hardy was in there. You know, it was, you know, it's a commentary on life and classism, I think, more than anything. So Snowpiercer was good. It's very gritty and dirty. Post-apocalyptic. No, JK, I did not cry. I don't cry that much. I think I can count on one hand how many times I've cried in the past 6 or 7 years, maybe. I don't cry. I also watch Grace and Frankie. It's a series, Netflix original series, about a friendship between two women, played by Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. Mm-hmm. And I want to watch this with you over again. You know how I don't even watch stuff over again. That's how much I liked it. I'm going to watch this series over with you again one day. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Also watched Joss Whedon's Dollhouse that got canceled after 2 seasons. It was pretty good. But you know what? 2 seasons was enough for me.
Okay.
I don't know if the whole concept was starting to wear out its welcome or I was tired of the concept.
That's probably why it got canceled then.
Maybe.
If that's how you felt.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Yeah, Skyhow, watch Snowpiercer. I say it's worth watching. It's worth watching. It is. You know, the ending was kind of meh, but you know how a movie you expect it to end a certain way and just doesn't, and then the ending's kind of meh.
Yeah, like Wilson, Castaway.
Castaway. It didn't end like you thought it was gonna.
Oh,
end.
No.
You didn't think he would get rescued?
No, where he was supposed to make it back home and get back with his wife.
Are you surprised that she didn't wait?
That's just not how it's supposed to be. It was just supposed to be in the movie. It was supposed to be like, oh, man.
No, it's supposed to be like real life?
Yeah, and then you left the movie like, oh, man, I came to watch this movie expecting hope. But these fools gave me real life. Damn it. Now I can't walk out of movies and be like, well, I got to go back to real life. It's like, man, I just saw real life. Ugh. Gave my money back.
But so yeah, I've been watching a lot of stuff, and now I'm on to Star Trek The Next Generation season 2. I saw Whoopi for the first time.
Whoopi. And I have to say, so Renee's gonna put me to shame, because while she was pregnant, I got a lot of Next Generation stuff going, but then I kind of stopped and everything, just because of work and everything else. And she's catching up. Are you in season 2 yet?
Yeah, just started season 2.
So she's definitely caught up to where I was.
But that's because you started watching House, Jay.
No, it's just because I just quit watching stuff and then I didn't start back. So I have to ask our resident Star Trekkie person and 10 Forward from the 10 Forward podcast that's here local. You talked about one of the episodes where the Enterprise separated. And you was like, oh my God, that was so cool.
Yeah, that was so cool.
And I remember seeing that part. And then that made me go it made me look for this book. And I have to ask our resident Star Trek person, J.K. Grammer, if you want to call in, I would love to just take a moment and talk to you about this book, Star Trek: The Next Generation, the technical manual. I just want to know is this a book that I should get? Is it worth it? I would expect you to have something like this.
So, yeah, and my thing, okay, so one, it was cool when it separated.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Two, JK said they called Whoopi Shuttlehead, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Three, I don't remember a lot about these early episodes from when I was a kid, but the one episode I do remember, I wish I didn't remember, was when everybody was eating worms.
Okay.
That, you know which one I'm talking about, right? Gross. When there's probably not a, I'm not going to say it because somebody could be getting ready to watch this and not want spoilers. But people were eating worms, and I remember that episode, and I wish I didn't. Nasty. But, yeah. So I really, I'm enjoying it. It's cheesy. It's early Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you get what you get.
So let me do this real quick because we have a... Sorry, Maya and Zoe, you're going to have to get covered up. what's going on, JK?
What's going on, you guys?
Oh, where you go? Oh, wait a minute. You're going to have to cover Renee and I up. How about that? There we go. Sorry, Maya and Zoe. So, Mr. JK Grammer from the 10 Forward podcast. So what's the deal on this book, man? Is this an amazing book? Wait a minute. Hold on before we start, man. I thought you were gray, man. Am I calling
you? I got a little bit. When this gets long,
yeah,
I got a little bit there.
No,
I got a bit along here.
No, man, I'm talking about the dome, man.
The dome.
Yeah, you're not doing just for men, are you?
No. I don't have any gray up here. No,
man. What the hell, man?
I got a little bit of the Reed Richards thing here, just a little bit.
Okay.
And in the beard, some. Whenever it gets longer, it'll get gray.
I'm getting those gray hairs in my mustache, and they're sticking out.
Man.
You know, it's kind of like, what the hell, man? I went and shaved this weekend because, I work from home, so I don't shave often. So
right.
I shaved, and it was kind of like, I was driving, I looked in the mirror, I was like, what the hell? I was like, oh, man, I got gray hair sticking straight out. So
I got one on my arm the other day. I got gray hair on my arm.
Man, whatever.
Is that even a thing?
Yeah,
I get
it's
so.
A thing.
Yeah. I'm like worried about gray hairs popping up everywhere now.
Yeah.
Well, not good.
You know, it's not bad. I can't go get my hair cut anymore. I used to get it cut close and you can't see the gray hair, but it's not that's not an option anymore. So
this only for so long.
So I pulled you in, man, because this technical manual, man. Is this worth? See, okay, let me tell you now. I'm not a person that could hold a seat on the 10 Forward podcast because of my noobness of all things Trek. Is this a book that you think I would enjoy? I mean, just straight up.
Well, it's one of those things you got to realize it is a technical manual about something that's not real.
Right.
So some stuff you'll be reading and you'll be like, wait, that doesn't really make sense. That they're just making stuff up. So as long as you look at it that way, like it's not going to be a read like a novel.
Uh-huh.
But it is kind of cool to read. You can see about the captain's yacht. Like that's something they never did in the show. They did in one of the movies with the Next Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to make sure, remember, it's kind of a more reference,
mm-hmm.
but it is still really cool to, like, read how they tried to make it more real,
Okay.
It's kind of like I picked up at, like, a secondhand bookstore. I picked up the, this is totally Star Trek nerd. I picked up the blueprints.
Okay.
For the NRSD.
Yeah, I actually heard, and that was a book also, right?
Well, it was like a box full of papers, like, this big, like huge.
Okay.
You would unfold and it was each deck. It was deck by deck blueprints.
Okay. Well, I mean, that would be some cool something to put in a frame and have on your wall. I mean, if I had a blueprint of the Firefly, man, I'd be all over that. Like, I'd be up on one of my walls somewhere. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it's a cool. I mean, how much was it that you were looking at? What was the price of that one?
Oh, that one's $23.14. But I was flipping through the used part of it. I mean, there are some places where I can get it for $6.75 new.
That'd be more a better price.
And said this manual was in our retail store. Still new, I'll bet, has been thumbed through on occasion by our customers.
And
I hate that they put thumbed, you know, in quotations. I'm like,
what does that mean?
I don't know if I want to buy that one or not.
Where was that thumb before it went through the pages?
I know, right? And it's from Washington too, man.
I'm sure they're all gross.
It's from Washington State,
poop,
man.
Poop particles.
You ought to see if you can email the seller and say, "Well, did you wash your thumbs before you thumbed through it?"
Yeah, so,
probably not.
So they said cover has some normal minor shelf wear to include in wear and one very minor increase surface scratches. So although not perfect. But still in truly great shape, especially for a non-hardback cover. Inside papers are still white and without issue. Great reduced price. Non-smoking retail, which is huge.
That's a huge thing, yeah.
Because there's one bookstore here in Louisville. Renee and I walked up in there, and we were like, what's going on? So
you had to spray some Lysol on your arms when you got out?
Man, I had to take my CPAP in there with me, man.
Oh, man.
I was like, baby, where's the battery pack? You know, I'm sorry, and we were sharing the mask back and forth so that, you know, we could breathe.
and when you walked in, did you say, take back your city?
No, I said, my prized possessions. Well, if you hadn't seen Fury Road, then.
Did they say anything about, hey, sorry, it's so much smoke, or, nope, I mean, nope, something
nope,
kind of?
Nope. And they had a wandering dog as well, which I don't mind.
I don't mind
dogs in pet in bookstores so much, but there were some spots in the store you could smell where
your dog
may have made a mistake or something. Maybe. So
I'd be embarrassed if that were my store. Well, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
It was in the hippie side of, and not saying, you know, all the stores in the area like that. This one was a set of, you know, exceptional. I think the person may have lived there too. So,
oh, I gotcha. Yeah,
but yeah, man. Well, thank you for hopping in.
$10 is not bad for that book. I wouldn't pay more than 12, maybe, because it is an older book, but it's a fun read. It's not one that you're gonna read through like a novel, but it's a lot of fun.
Okay, and there are some places that have it used, and I can get it shipped. I can get it shipped for $3.99, and it's a penny. So,
oh, there you go.
So $4. $4. Cool.
That'll work.
You get $4. So
cool. Right. Yeah, that'll work. That sounds good. That's not too bad. That's not a bad price at all.
Okay. Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for hopping on.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. JK.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Mr. JK, for hopping in there. Oh, there's Maya and Zora. They back.
Do you know what else I'm so excited about?
What?
Our very own Pip Boy.
Yes, man. So since the last time that we've been on the show, Fallout 4 was announced.
Yes.
Okay.
I was excited about it.
Renee
I was
like, super
this
excited.
This is the game that's going to get me back.
And I was excited a little bit. You know, I was like, I really need to play Fallout 3 and, you know, New Vegas or whichever. I have them. I really need to sit down and play them. But I will say the trailer kind of got me a little excited and everything. And it reminded me of how we played games that were not multiplayer, like Tomb Raider and, what was the other one? I mean, we played, BioShock Infinite,
mm-hmm,
and stuff like that. So, and we talked about it and stuff like that. So I think this is going to be the game that, that's not a multiplayer that Renee and I will, attempt to play together. But with E3 going on, Bethesda, I actually said their name right, made an amazing announcement.
Who doesn't say their name right?
I used to call it Bethesda or something. I used to say it. To be honest, I never paid attention to it.
Oh.
To the game maker name. And I have said it wrong before, but now I say it right. So, Renee, what was the announcement they made last night?
They made the announcement that they have the special edition of Fallout 4 comes with your own personal working Pit Boy you can wear on your wrist.
What? You mean that item that you're on your wrist every time you bring up something that you need to do and you need to do your stats and stuff that everybody absolutely loves? The one thing in the game that you have to survive?
And you get a, and you get one with your copy. And Amazon sold out pretty quickly. But we managed to pre-order at Best Buy. So we are getting our very own Pit Boy. So excited.
And I will say that this will be the first time that we actually, pre-ordered, from Best Buy. So, you know, fingers crossed. You know, that everything goes fine. We get a Pet Boy and, excited about it. And also a new game came out with that announcement called, Fallout Tower, Fallout Land, Fallout Shelter. So the cool thing is you get to name your shelter. So you get to, it's Fallout Shelter for the iPhone. You get to, number your shelter. So my shelter is 444.
Okay.
Cause I like the number 4.
Of course.
So be thinking about the number you're going to make for your shelter.
All right. I will.
So, So that's a media there. And, thank you, Mr. JK, for popping in. And let's go ahead and talk a little bit about food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. So Renee has an amazing. So what's going on in food, Renee?
Yeah. So as I mentioned last time we had the show, I am back on the wagon. Jay's back on the wagon.
Yep.
And I have lost 10.2 pounds. Yay!
Congratulations, Renee.
So I am doing it. So, you know, I'm not feeling better yet. I'm still feeling like a whale.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm glad to be back. And, kind of miss eating whatever I wanted. But
yeah,
that life goes on. So
I haven't lost anything. I don't think. I don't know yet. I can't tell. I'll have to wait until I can tell. Then I can be like, yay, I lost. And you say, how much you lost? Like, I don't know. I just know how much I weigh now. So.
Yeah. So, but, you know, like I said, I probably need to get my tape measure.
Uh-huh. And do some measuring.
Yeah, and do some measuring. Because that matters a lot. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, everything's going good with that.
Yeah, I did start, walking today. Our company has this, 100-day, dash that they do every year. So it's 100 days where you walk and you record your steps and it's a team challenge. It's a time to get together for a healthy lifestyle and do some walking just to make life better for you. So I started my day off this morning after, we had breakfast and I helped Renee get the girls out. I took Toby for a walk. We walked, almost 1.5 miles, around the block and back. And, Toby enjoyed it. He seemed to enjoy it. I enjoyed it. I was sweaty. I met some people while I was walking and said hello at like a good neighbor. Cause State Farm is there. And it was fun. I'm not going to be able to do it tomorrow. I have to take the girls to Jess's. So I'm probably going to walk during lunch and if it's not raining and it's going to be hot as hell because it was hot today. I was going to walk at lunch and then I remember I had to run some errands. So, that's the bit of food. Did you have anything else?
Nothing and in the food.
If nothing else, let's listen to a bit of Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
All right. So, want to say happy 11 months to our baby girls. On the 9th of this month, They were 11 months.
Can you believe it? 11 months.
That is nuts. They'll
be 12 months in two weeks.
They will be a year old. And
yeah, I keep saying 12 months. I'm just, yeah, they'll be a year old.
They will be a, oh, did you say 12 months?
Well, yeah, I say 12 months because I'm going to say 13 months when they're 13 months.
Okay, so that's fine.
I think that's why I say 12 months. I'll be doing months probably up until, I don't know.
Until two?
Until two, I think.
Because the baby sizes usually go like 18 months, then they go 2T, 2T, 4T, yeah. And everything else. That's kind of how some people do it. It's totally, whatever
they
you want to do.
They are big. They are big. Zoe is solid. Like solid.
Yep. She's solid as a rock.
Solid as a rock.
And then also a huge congratulations to Devonna.
Congratulations, Devonna. That's my cousin.
Yep.
She graduated high school and she's an adult. That's just kind of nuts. So many adults in the world. Go away. Ah!
Yep. And we'll say a huge congratulations to Bethana Thug, Justin, and
Robin.
Hey, it's not many times that I don't go blank.
Yeah, it's okay.
So
some people
remember that on episode 180 when Jay is getting old, he needed a little help. So congratulations to them. They are officially married. And we were not able to be there. We were so sad that we couldn't be. But so happy for them and their family. So love you guys and congratulations. And, we have, some birthdays coming up.
We do have some birthdays. I want to say happy birthday to Eric Mahler's birthday's tomorrow.
As well as Scott Mann, his birthday's tomorrow.
Tara Demidarios, her birthday is Wednesday.
Eric Hensel, your birthday is that day, on Wednesday. Yep. Mr. Steve Brown, your birthday is on Thursday.
And someone has a birthday on the 23rd. That's JJ Valentine. Happy birthday.
Woo, woo, woo. Mr. Corey Clark, 624. That is your birthday.
Yep. Alicia's birthday is on 625.
As well as on that day is Meredith Crawl. Happy birthday.
Scotty D's birthday is on 626.
Mr. Josh Baldwin, your birthday, 628.
And Mr. Tom Merritt, 628.
Woo woo. So I hope everybody has a great birthday. When we made the notes, we forgot that we weren't going to be doing a show on the 29th. We would have included more people just to cover our asses. But you can write us and tell us how awful we are for forgetting your birthday. If you want to do that, you can do it at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed, ValentineCast. Facebook page, and is
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Intro and outro music is provided by Pretty Lights Music. Go see what they're doing at prettylightsmusic.com. Background music during the show is provided by Mr. Andrew Allen and the Trio. Andrew Allen Trio, thank you all so much. Can't wait for your new album to come out. It's a jazz album for Star Trek. It is amazing. Go support Alpha Geek Radio over at patreon.com/alphageek. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. Also, go check out Initiative, James Ivangos. He is doing an awesome Jamescom playlist series featuring his Patreon listeners, or supporters, as characters in his to destroy the evil aliens that are trying to take over Earth, and he's trying to do his best with people like Sniper, JJ Valentine Cast, and support Renee Valentine Cast, and so many other people. It is amazing. It is very entertaining. go check it out. We'll have a link in the show notes for it. And you guys are amazing. Have a great week. We will see you on our next show. And we will talk to you later. Take care, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.